Well, can help me all a Christian train or force lot McCann and fast the beg on an Hampshire freshness to Hampshire. Ach, and she be short you Clenagale. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach, Owl Bobby Bob. In this programme, which is called Clenagale, you'll hear the English language as Chomashen Achilg, and also the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Jurish, well, with the benefit of notes supplied by the Reverend Joseph George Cumming, one-time Vice Principal of King William's College, and of other sources when necessary, we're tacking our way through a report by James Challoner, one of the men appointed by Thomas Lord Fairfax to give him a report about the Isle of Man, back in 1653. Sir Skeeline gowled us in the bain, ten collach moch snowball, heeler na shach anachan vascrut shees, baller tolt, sheeskus unre bunadach, son na bain volvenach, as the shaw kier lurgach and mai, de lurgus sigh. A shen scrut nish skin na shach anachan, a baller uns letter and smoo. The BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards were recently announced, as you may have heard in the folk programme with John Kinnean on Tuesday. So we'll start with the Welsh trio The Trials of Cato, with a track from the album of the year, which is called Hide and Hair. The track is called Gloria. Tashu geish jachrish radio vanning, stashu na nashun skeliena was dulish. Ellen Vanning.
Sixteen and at the seam, well, thou I had lamps, canary dreams. I was apprenticed to the charcoal art as I waited for my life to start. And they said black blood flowed through my veins, yet in the pit all I knew was pain. Those blasted chambers were choking me, and only glory set me free. But then a woman I chanced to meet, and I felt the cold move beneath my feet. And in the mirror I did stare at Gloria with the short brown hair. And she said, what's to come is way past overdue, and it's then I knew what I was born to do. And as she moved through the county fair, not a man in sight could help but stare. So she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound of a woman's voice. But the look in her eye gave them no choice. So she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound. She comes around, we tear our way oh, right through the town, and for the sherry wine and smoky haze, oh Gloria shows me a woman's ways. And I dress myself as best as I can, and never forget that I was born a man. And as she moved through the county fair, and a man in sight could help but stare. waiting for the sound. Find myself in Soho bars, in a world of ashtrays and old guitars. And there were those who said I hit transgress, and there were those who saw beyond the dress. Now I clad myself in finery, I sing my song over all to see, and all the people how they did stare at Gloria with the short brown hair. And I dress myself as best as I can, and I forget that I was born a man. And as she moved through the county fair, not a man in sight could help but stare. So she left the man and waiting for the sound of a woman's voice, but the look in her eye gave them no choice. So she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound. In sight could help but stir, so she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound of a woman's voice, but the look in her eye gave them no choice, so she left them there, watching and waiting for the sound.
A song called Gloria, the opening track from the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards Album of the Year, Hide and Hair, by the Welsh trio The Trials of Cato. James Challoner gets as far as saying, "This island, as before is said, being first of all inhabited by the ancient Scots," when the Reverend Cumming jumps in with a note. "It's the universal tradition," he says, "that the earlier inhabitants of the Isle of Man were Scoto-Irish. The statement of Nennius is that," Nennius was a historian, a Welsh monk in fact, "the statement of Nennius is that," and here, "the Scots came from the parts of Spain to Ireland, and this people coming from Spain gradually possessed many regions of Britain, and one Boulia, with his followers, occupied Eubonia, that is, Man, and other islands round about." Now, Eubonia is a Latinized form of a Gaelic name, something like Oin Ulach, owing perhaps a brooch or an ornament, adornment, so the jewel in the sea, perhaps. And in this case, Ulach, full of apples. This has got some people excited at the thought that this is Avalon, which derives from the same idea, the place of apples. Charau sim merbiag Napoleon bingen snowball. Durche drau insach na firege, na smusgan choel na veg. Odach fe jinter nin son valedn ezich hanna. Hachere dren Jesse is bluebell nis, bre qualianen gier ni iau achors diach rech, as fe nai qualianen tramult bre e cedroc. Chalias fa dernen jarbe, gau Napoleonad sŵl fain na morichanoc, gre da jinnach e goel ersyn hyn a corwm son an insachoc. Renne ud da goel stiach ons laut as an acht inrachan da roshne les era was a tai grainus, as un shen dreleid huish as red da ren fir elia gaultas gerud da lia da rawad on. Van foliach mich on red haia banya feislich da lia, ve mestich dach le sa lanam wicca, van a ulan mocha nish chit da veit avi, as for fear and ulach skilt harish les tror legit. When the bay and shielten sanach cajun, the bay gudson reinich mach the corum. The winner of the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award this year has been in the island for the traditional music weekend and has grandparents living in Peel. This is Maddie Morris.
waiting for the break in the noise of my revolution. I'm told I put you second best, but I was born for a cause, mostly these days. And oh, goodbye to quiet, I listen to the audio of cities to sleep at night. And goodbye to the riot, I look in the mirror now and I look into her eyes. But if they ask, please just lie, be the means they can't justify. 'Cause we have lost too much time waiting for them to change their minds. I wish that you were told when important ones would walk into your life. I've wasted so much time on those who aren't, while those who are walk by. And haven't you heard, everyone has a darkness that you choose not to see. And haven't you heard, you can talk for yourself, but don't you dare talk for me. But if they ask, please just lie, be the means they can't justify. 'Cause we have lost too much time waiting for them to change their minds. And if they ask, I'll just lie, be the means they can't justify. 'Cause we will lose too many lives waiting for them to change their minds.
BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award winner Maddie Morris. Ach leider au hai ser a mach da bech ulliu a chrol yegich na chymsacha as courage gus a tai grain as son imid na mochan. As so, ren perchi in the bein elia talacha. Ach, ons fardale. Va ulliu na mochan on sledden cordale is a chus sio. Ear snowball as Napoleon. Fy sgwyla cwryd dy yno na sailsio di ffe moel dyn y ffyr elia. Chwmregan, dylia, ta treis orym na fel siw sild na fel syngan na mochyn dyn nhw sio leis aignia cwryd dy sondid as erd chyd. Ta imod i dyn dy ffyrniach as chamailian bania as ŵlan, chamailiams hynod. Ta'n onor ein ond goel na ryddin sio dy chwmol sws y clentain. Ons bania as ŵlan, a sio en a frawl yor ysheans chwmregan, ta stuan len fe moel son fawas mwche, se ofri an inchin ach da shingan na mwchan, tan sledn stiwra as ordacha gael ta sio crocha orin. Now James Challen has been saying that this island, being first of all inhabited by the ancient Scots, that is to say, by the Irish or Highlanders of Scotland, so doubtless had they governors of their own nation, of whom I find mention to be made only of two. First, of one Manannan Mac Barr, corrected by the Reverend Cumming in a note to Manannan Mac Lear, who was, says Challoner, a pagan and necromancer, who, by raising of storms and mists, is said to secure himself in that government from foreign invasion, or rather by the natural situation of the place, subject to storms and mists, who took of the people no other acknowledgment of their land but the bearing of rushes to certain places on midsummer even. And the Reverend Cumming adds that, if he dreaded an enemy, he would cause one man to seem 100, and that by magic art. He's said to have been converted to Christianity by St. Patrick. Now, the BBC Radio 2 Folk Horizon Award has gone to young Scottish piper Breeja Campbell. Here she takes us a little further afield than her native Scotland. A little Eastern music played by Scottish piper Breeja Campbell.
The Nation Station, Men's Radio.
As short you stashu in the National Radio Vanin, as unshort as you gaze, Jackrish Clay and the Gael, Meron Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The other, says Challoner, was named Burl. This is rather similar to the name that Nennius gives, of course. Of whom, besides his name, I find nothing recorded. As I say, this takes us back to that reference from Nennius who mentions Bulia and his followers coming to Eubonia. And Challoner goes on. This island hath also sometime belonged to Britain. It is not extant in any history that I've met with that this island was ever under the jurisdiction of the Romans, for by Mona in Caesar and Tacitus it is to be understood Anglesey. Now, Cumming has a note here. Challoner differs from most writers in stating that the Mona of Caesar was Anglesey. Caesar's words in his commentaries, Book 5, are in hoc medio corsu est insula quae appellatur Mona. That is, midway between England and Ireland, well, that's his translation, or what actually Caesar says, in the middle of this channel, lies the island called Mona. The expression medio corsu certainly seems more applicable to man than to Anglesey, says the Reverend Cumming. As the squealer lautrish in the bain earlier, he is late as in frail arras on the foes yo. She cunter yowish the vel shaw. She a chunter yowish, the velshin gyu a banya shen as geen a ulan shen. Vel fissu a cray hacheris the rau shingen the muchen fail yales a churamine. Yinach Jones chit back. Yinach Jones chit back. Son shigeris cum regen, die squealer, bunnus de pli jailach as e skibbled by chow a chow as scutchel a farbeleger. Son shigeris, havel, fair a bean a mast yow as te geary Jones the hit back, vel. Dinna wist a cushionelia, va cushier leon as van a bean leden shigger machonek, a shen, na rowed geary Jones rish. Treve courage thous an ach shaw. Chraw feg elio dy grei. Cronnol ysgyn olyw fy'n sganj jy freil na mwchan o'n slent fai. Mysof ei corrych gyn tulyw ar gen, dy lysach y bania ys na ŵlyn llegych, as tro'r smw na ŵlyn tra hencad dy fe afi, freilch son na mwchan unrychyn. The BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards Best Singer of the Year is Rhianna Connolly. Now, she performed a cracking set for us here at Unshruniach in 2017, and her range means that she's also been here in the island for the Big Wheel Blues Festival. Here she is singing the traditional Irish song, Níl Sin Ó Lá, Rhianna Connolly.
She lumped me with the door, pull and bore his go. się nas nie wykomaczy, niech się nas nie wykopają, tule są edytacji jadli. She did she long, she sees the court, it's being cool and sugar mountain. Near Shena, Neil the car, near Shena, Sibeka mountain, near Shena, Neil the car, Sula Sarda Tassi Adi. Here to she a parenty. She has the heart that we're gonna do your lesson than your cure. Be so cool and sugar mountain. Near Shena, near the car. Near Shena, see back a mountain. Near Shena, see back a pile. To lose our detachy alley. And my skin, that man, I'm not a pen. That man, I'm not in the hell. Neil Shena, Neil the car. Neil Shena, stay back on mountain. Neil Shena, Neil the car. Sulu side to Tassi Ali. Neil Shena, Neil the car. Neil Shena, stay back on mountain. Neil Shena, stay back on foil. Sulu side to Tassi Ali. Neil Shena, Neil the car.
A wonderful singer and a great flute player, Rena Connolly, hailing originally from Armagh, Neil Shane Law, and she's the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards Best Singer of the Year. Joris Jan machs a tower of a naach machon na hacher ons gaultus na bain, es scalia mach harish lear na county. Dachlai, hug snowball as Napoleon mach skjolen de chalmenen, a serachan och, de hyad heen master na bain on scoutus nebu, de inch thou skeel an iri mach, as de inch dow a car de bain horsten. Remansha Jones kiau an chut smu jane tre shaw, na hai on shamer lyonna a lion jerg on Swillingdon. Gagan de pecher bi yn y geisiach rys, mychion na fi chair ys ffyr aglach, rene surans, lloris fe cwryt mach as y chelw dyr y sega, lloris co chiesiach da fe yn gyn y fai. Fa eris eg na erni elio rer y fwnnau, ach charenad cwn o lesyn mona eg y hosiach. Fa cach gyndys dy folyt sy chri ega, Rau von deis rach edyn deis yn hun o'n sach deniach a stroch ai Jones. Now, Challoner doesn't believe that Caesar's reference to Mona means the Isle of Man, but he says that it, that's to say the island, was under the awe, which as there the Romans' fame was diffused everywhere, of their empire, no question is to be made, especially since it lay even within the prospect of Britain. Now, the Reverend John Quine believed that the Romans came here, and a brief overview reports that the Reverend Quine claimed that the Cronks, hitherto believed to have been burial places or fortifications, were really artificial mounds used by the Roman engineers to assist in the triangulation and plotting of lands. They were found at regular distances of Roman miles in proper alignment, and the connecting lines formed regular parallelograms and triangles when tested on the ordnance map. He regarded certain place names as corruptions of old Latin designations derived from Roman emperors, goddesses, and heroes. And in fact, he was the president of the Alamann Antiquarian and Natural History Society, Natural History and Antiquarian Society, on two occasions. He gave a talk, one of his presidential addresses was on that issue, but in fact, it was never reprinted. It was never printed as all the other presidential addresses were. It was just this brief overview of it. Everyone else definitely didn't believe it, but it was only the Reverend John Quine believed that the Romans were here. Now, the BBC Radio 2 Folk Award for the Best Recording of a Traditional Song went to The Vagabonds for their reading of The Foggy Dew. ¶¶
their claim is made to my bedside, and bitterly she then weep. She wept, she moaned, she tore her hair, and she cried, what shall I do? So I rolled her into bed, and I covered up her head for to keep off the foggy dew.
And that's The Vagabonds with The Foggy Dew, which was awarded the BBC Radio 2 Folk Award for the best recording of a traditional song in the last year. The Foggy Dew by The Vagabonds. Yet, by the urns there found in the Isle of Man, the contrary would seem to be apparent, says Challoner, some enclosed in coffins of stone, one coffin containing divers of them. Now, I think the contrary nature of these finds for Challoner is that these urns being found in coffins of stones, or kists, as the name is for them, aren't Roman pottery and they're not in a Roman context. So Challoner is saying that it's apparent that the island wasn't Romanized. And J.G. Cumming has another note here. The Isle of Man is remarkable for the large number of barrows, cairns, kists, there's that word again, kists, stone circles, and tall, uninscribed stones, such as the two called the Giant's Quoiting Stones near Port St. Mary. These latter are probably remains of the heathen Northmen, he says. The Christianized Northmen afterwards erected runic monuments. The barrows and cairns may either be Norse or Celtic. The few remains found in them, not being of a character sufficiently distinct to determine which. Saoil, der au drach ennacht an bein, neder shelluder an ghe gawltus liadacha, gawltus na bein. Gamal eshel tanda, just jinnu shiga, creit ami jinnu, gai, maidalu. She gawltus moor, nagar, shen, ve, nagar sham nemshirach ve ferjau, ve enmasich foxwood, as tolu kelia brisestiach air, lesh ulyu na abranega, ski, as bach, as na kleinege on stage scamaltach. Van Shelluder J. Manche Pilkington, na wunye ser sogarach de erneach, for kiau and chud smooge in treege on sin yistach, as the chelg, rare nimbach vaughn. Slew van Gowalters Elia van Mesich Pinchfield, as cummich sus on stage share. She manche Frederick van Shelluder, van na wunye cry gear hushach, for the kinjach cochonald rish cushion lie, as for ambiega son jinnu bargain cry. Ninyish shore, huish ren cach corfia de achelia, the rawe dolly dow cordel erveg, ear the chodon a cushion ochin. Now, Maddie Morris, the winner of the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award this year, has Manx connections. And, of course, the previous award went to Manx harp player Mira Royal. And here she plays a piece called Deep in the Earth with David Kilgallen. Mira Royal and David Kilgallen there playing Deep in the Earth.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiun yr Asiwn to Radio Fanin. As showed you, Claire Nigail, as Mr. Hebel, Robert Cutting Carsro, Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ni aishan as ulu, vad ninyas aglich ast the bollach liorish niri mark uns gaultus na bain, as vad Fijian the chorlitrumus erna bain och heen, feathern mach rauer ma chion. Hosjach renner liga oru, the yinu fachi jane aye the vodach bain, stura gaultus ernan son heen. Vad grey the becher cledden chush gintus herish uns kagish. Renner cormagit foud around the bain er gaultus a vanner. Fad siadw er grei gawldus y fanner is, chanod a chad sorl yn enym gawldus na bein. Fad grei dy rawad dy cynjach cag yn y mastoc hun, ys dy rawad ons red y feis, goel niw fai agris. Tre hai tre sias, sgronl fein arawn y bein yng ngwyl bes fai agris, ren Frederick ys Pilkington cochle yn y sgilynoc, ys gawad toiach der lort mychion yn olcus fiadach fy bisiach ons gawldus na bein. Fy ffaw corys mygyd, dy raw y cannibal ach golygi yn y weg na bein o'n sien. James Challoner was obviously interested in investigating some of the ancient remains in the island because he tells us, "Whilst I remained in this island, I caused one of those round hills to be opened, in which were found 14 rotten urns, or earthen pots, placed with their mouths downwards, and one more neatly than the rest in a bed of fine white sand, containing nothing but a few brittle bones, as having passed the fire, no ashes left discernible. Hereabouts are diverse of these hills to be seen, but in other parts of the isle few and dispersedly, some of these being environed with great stones pitched endways in the earth. This country was possessed, as presently will appear, by the Norwegians, whose right of burial was in ancient time, as all the northern people in that tract, of eminent persons, to burn the bodies of their dead, and to preserve within the earth, in vessels of glass, earth or stone, their ashes." Now, Donald Trump's mother was Mary Ann MacLeod of Lewis. Scottish singer and songwriter Karen Polwart is thoroughly disgusted by Donald Trump, and the BBC Radio 2 Folk Award for Best Original Track this year is for her song, in which she imagines the Scottish rock bed reviling him. A song entitled I Burn, But I'm Not Consumed. Karen Polwart.
O son of Lewis, lonely boy, hewn from granite, salt and sky, upon a foreign shore. The ocean is a mirror gleam in which you see yourself and nothing more. 3 billion years of gravity, of strata forged in fire and earth, the stone crib of your mother's birth, in which your forebears lie. I am alive, I am a tomb. I burn, but I am not consumed. I burn, but I am not consumed. Fish may swim at your command across the Atlantic to the land of dreams and self-belief and boundless chance, an exile tale, an immigrant dance. You're captain of a frigate now, so set your compass, raise the mast, blow up the sails, erase the past and future if you must. Together we can stand and watch the peatland turn to dust. But this is your apprenticeship. The Gulf Stream doesn't know your name, nor does the splendid blazing sun that alters how the currents run. The north wind never heard you roar. You're fired, you're fired. My back might burn, the blaze run wild, but I am not consumed, my child. The Minch blows up a spindrift storm, the Macher shifts, the Macher moans. From Uig Bay to Luskin Tyre, the gale blows fast, the tide flows higher. The shore erodes and disappears, and meantime you are stoking fears and stacking hope into a pyre. You strike a match. Oh, my bairn Mollyanna, oh, my bairn Mollyanna. Your mother was a wee girl once who played upon Meraki's shore, and you, you are a broken boy, and you want more and more and more. You build a tower, you build a wall, you live in fear that they might fall. You who see nothing but your own face in the sheen of the Hudson River. Oh, my bairn Mollyanna, oh, my bairn Mollyanna. A balancing is yet to come, although by then you may be gone, and leave a desert to your sons and daughters. Still these waters, they will rise. The North Sea har will cover your eyes, despite your appetite for lies and your disregard for truth. 3 billion years of gravity, a strata forged in fire and earth, the stone crib of your mother's birth, in which your forebears lie. I am alive, I am a tomb. I burn, but I am not consumed. I burn, but I am not consumed.
The best original track in the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, I Burn, But I'm Not Consumed, performed by the writer of it, Karen Polwart. Challoner continues. Afterwards, it came under the subjection of Edwin, King of Northumberland, which, being all that I read of it, I conceive that either he or his successors soon deserted it, or were expulsed thence. And Cumming tells us this. Edwin, King of Northumbria, followed up his successes against Cadwallon, AD 625, wrested the Isle of Man from the Scots, who then were in possession of it. On the death of Edwin, AD 633, in the Battle of Heathfield, Cadwallon not only regained his own territories, but gained also the Isle of Man. It's stated by Bede that when Cadwallon was slain at Denisbrook, AD 635, King Oswald, And after him, in 642, his brother Oswy gained possession of the Nevanian Islands, that is, Man and Anglesey. Well, I must say I've never come across, and I still can't find anything, apart from this one entry by the Reverend J.G. Cumming here, that refers to the Nevanian Islands. I wondered, is that somehow related to being described in the work of Nennius? But I don't know. I've not come across the adjective Nevanian at all, so I don't know what that means. The rawad torchacha chelia les crauchan cabal jug che, as the round the bayin were in cummitjocks on ulu jow the gheddon meru. Shaw van Irtis je irimach nai lion the nejur, ve Fredericus Pilkington the grey. A chraus leden credjur you courage than a skeel and shaw. Ren fauen je gaultus yndesach, red van a fear dunyoir ve courage mach ass, as van a bain sturen a cushion och heen, tanach than lesh golmugit ons versunen nau chronel as gamach. As carna blina shen, va tonda vi violus rai through the cheer. Heg taruan, va riu bailach ra shen, de ve elgasach. Ren kiri, brisha shis clian, as jied shamrag. Ren buchan, legal les brebu chruic. Ren cabil fias gobbled the yema herish felon, as rened kyaun the marki och herish gus a chow elia. Ve erna scalia mach les bluid yindesach. Han nodoch na fyr dynioel cymul stai a iawlus och tra chilad yn y rhen sio, ged yr awyd liga oru na rawy feg och bolfenach. Now, a Lifetime Achievement Award went to Irish band Dervish, who were formed in the late 1980s and were fronted by singer Kathy Jordan from 1991 onwards. So here's Kathy Jordan with Dervish welcoming poor Paddy home.
To welcome poor Paddy home. The girls, they were gay and frisky. They'd take you by the hand. Then Jimmy Mockley, will you come with me and welcome this stranger home? Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more. Welcome poor Paddy Paddy can boast of his emerald. to welcome poor Paddy Hall. Emmy buys the rain. No more do Irish fires roll, while the standard will shine in the harvest time to welcome poor Paddy home. Emmy buys the rain. No more do Irish fires roll, while the standard will shine in the harvest time to welcome poor Paddy home.
Kathy Jordan singing with the band Dervish there, and they were awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award. As Shen Bert Elia the Kiol Chitsiachon. Hanodach a tickle vad de greinach, odach ir bain surl de goil yid of ochnid fachidach. Mother becher be gotch, chouds vad de goil, vad guller bula chilirach. Ni ai, hanodad corstap berna rein. Now in the year 1066, says Challoner, it, meaning the Isle of Man, came under the subjection of the Norwegians by conquest, and so did shortly after the Hebrides, or Western Isles of Scotland, by which means the Kings of Man were styled the Kings of Man and of the Isles. Well, there's a good bit here that needs some explanation and teasing out, so this will be our launch pad next time. We finish with the BBC Radio 2 Folk Award Best Duo, or Group, and it happened to be a duo, and this duo comprises Welsh harp player Katrin Finch and Senegalese kora player and singer Sekou Keita. Sekou Keita also won the award as Musician of the Year. As Lesha Chiol Shaw Tashin Korkion Erechor Mach Shaw J. Clairnagale. Which in fact brings us now to the end of Clairnagale. So now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Ever heard tell of El Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a chrieri, will you? As Orsel ye, as my yearian shared you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.